Buck Martinez, our TV voice of the Blue Jays. And Buck, thank you so much for joining us. Before I talk about last night's game, Ross Atkins kind of dropped a little nugget yesterday in his conference call, and I know Shai was one of the people to pick up on it. I have to admit, I didn't pick up on it until I read Shai's piece. But he appeared to open the door to re-signing Marco Estrada. The suggestion being that, look, we're going to try to get Marco Estrada right, and then we'll investigate, re-signing him in the offseason. He's eligible for free agency. Marco's been very clear he would like to come back here. I think there's a real comfort level. He has told us that his family likes it here. He's happy. He's happy here. Not happy with the way he's been performing this year, but he's happy in this market. Did that surprise you at all?
I don't think so. I think when you think about what they have available to start, and given what he's done the previous 2 years, and, he's been off. There's no question about it. And he told me prior to last night's start, he said, I expect to be pretty good in my next start, and he was. So he's ironed some things out, and, seven strong innings. He looked more like Marco Estrada. Mind you, it was the White Sox. And, we know the White Sox are young, experienced. They've traded away all their veterans, but he was good. He threw a lot of good pitches, and I think it's encouraging. And I know he felt much more relieved that was a little bit more like Marco Estrada. We haven't seen him smile an awful lot. Last night after that seven innings, he was smiling. So I think it was a good move. And, he's a character guy. He gives you everything he's got every single day, and he was probably affordable for the Blue Jays in the free agent market. And you know what? You got a guy that wants to stay here. It would be worth investigating if nothing more.
Oh, absolutely. And, the more I thought about it after reading Shai's piece and started thinking about Stroman, Sanchez, knock on wood with Sanchez, Happ, and Estrada, if you operate under the assumption that the Jays will be able to somehow overhaul their offense, I'll start my rotation with those four guys and then, try to come up with a fifth, whether it's Joe Biagini or whether there's, somebody else on the market. I'd be quite happy starting my rotation with those four.
Yeah, even if they were somewhere in between what they did in 16 and what they've done in 17, I think it'd be pretty good shape. I think it's a good starting point.
What did you notice from Marco last night in terms of his pitches? Was there a particular pitch that was working for him? He looked, the first inning, he looked more comfortable in the mound. I didn't see a lot of fidgeting.
I think overall, it was just the fact that he was throwing strikes and, he didn't walk as many guys. Walks have been really a problem for him, but you know what? You're right. He came out in the first inning and just kind of set a pretty positive tone. I thought he was good. He didn't do anything exceptional except locate his pitches the way he has in the past.
Mm-hmm. Roberto Osuna now has had a couple of rough outings. I mean, it's going to happen. Closers are going to blow games every now and then. I have to admit, Buck, I didn't notice the velocity last night. I thought it was down a tick in his last blown save. What did you see from Roberto Osuna? I know one of those hits was barely hit.
Yeah, and you know what? The velocity is down a little bit. I think one thing he's doing is he's throwing a few too many cutters and sliders.
Mm-hmm.
He's relied that. Both of the big hits by Abreu and Davidson were both cutters. And Abreu was 89, Davidson was 91. And, it's not the – he's throwing too many of them in my mind.
Yeah.
That's to be quite honest with you. And I think he needs to get back to the fastball. And we haven't seen a changeup for a while. But, you can't hardly knock the guy. Like you said, he's had two rough outings, and all of a sudden everybody's in a panic. But he threw three out of four games in the Oakland series and then pitched on Saturday. And, it didn't go well on Saturday. And then once again last night, it looked like it was a game that was going to be wrapped up. But the whole bullpen, Biagini, Tapera, and Osuna have been so reliable. I think it was a big surprise that they gave up six runs last night.
Any surprise at all on your part, and I think I know the answer to this, that both Francisco Liriano and Joe Smith were moved at the deadline? I mean, they really can't be. Joe Smith is a useful piece, and Francisco Liriano, I think we all expected him to be moved.
Say that again?
I said, was there any surprise in your mind that both Francisco Liriano and Joe Smith were moved at the deadline, or did you perhaps expect to see the Jays move another player?
No, it didn't surprise me. I mean, especially given the way Liriano threw his last time out, the first five innings, he was Liriano again. He was throwing it over. He was devastating. And I think that You know, if Houston does indeed use him out of the bullpen, I think he can throw enough strikes in a short stint to be effective. I still think there's a possibility they might start him from time to time down the stretch with McCullers going on the DL now.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't surprise me. And Joe Smith was so good before his injury, and then he picked it right back up. And, you know, he's a veteran guy. Cleveland knows him. He knows the entire coaching staff there. His wife's from there. He's from Ohio. It's just a great fit. And I talked to him after the trade yesterday before he left the ballpark, and he was really, really thrilled. He was happy to be going there. Obviously, he signed with the Blue Jays, and these are his words. He said, "I signed here because I thought we could win here, and things didn't go right." So this works out perfectly for him.
What do you make of what the Jays got for Liriano? There's a lot of people say a lot of good things about Teoscar Hernandez. Nori Aoki, I think, if nothing else, Bucky gives you a professional player you can stick in the outfield and he'll catch some balls for you. So it'll make it a little more palatable this year.
Well, actually, I think Aoki's more of an offensive player than a defensive mm-hmm. player. But Hernandez is an interesting addition. He's a younger guy. He's 24. He's got a strong arm. He's good out there. He's played some center field, and he's got an upside. He's got some speed. He's got 12 stolen bases in the Coast League. He's at 12 home runs. And we saw him make his debut at Rogers Center, and he was an interesting guy. And he's an athletic outfielder. And I think that's one of the things that they need to add more of is athleticism to get younger and more athletic and a two-way player. So I think this is the start of what we're going to see a lot of.
What did you make of what some of the teams around the Blue Jays did, in particular the New York Yankees getting Sonny Gray and boy, really setting themselves up, not just for this year, but 2 or 3 years down the road?
Yeah, they haven't given up their top prospects. I think that was the big goal. And, you know, they didn't give up Gleyber Torres, and they didn't give up, any of their real top prospects. They still have Justice Sheffield. They still have Chance Adams. They still have a lot of good pieces, and I think they did a good job of doing exactly what they hoped. And, you know, the Fowler kid looks like he's going to be a prospect, but still it's not the top-line prospect. So, and Kapirian, the big reliever, he's hurt right now, so mm-hmm. you know, you don't know what he's going to turn out to be. But I thought they did a nice job adding to their pen with Robertson and, Canely kid from Chicago. But, they got a pretty good team. And anytime you add to a good team already, it kind of energizes the whole clubhouse. So I expect them to go on a little bit of a run right now.
And the Yu Darvish deal that was made, seeing the Los Angeles Dodgers get Yu Darvish, Buck, I look at teams that didn't do something at the trade deadline, and I'm really surprised Houston didn't come away with one of those two guys. Well, maybe I shouldn't be, but I thought for sure they would.
Well, you know, they've been putting this team together for a while, and I thought they might get one of those two guys. I didn't think Darvish was going to Houston because of the relationship with the Rangers, but
sure.
I thought he would go to the Dodgers, and I think the Dodgers are a good fit for him. They don't know what they're going to get from Kershaw for this back injury, and I think the excitement, the adrenaline. Darwin Barney told me something interesting last night. He said, "Dodger Stadium is the coolest place I ever played."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Don't get me wrong, the excitement of being at Rogers Center for playoffs and everything else." He said, "But there's something special about Dodger Stadium and its tradition and everything else, and the fans get into it. Now they're having this magical season, and then you're going to put Yu Darvish in the middle of that." He said, "I expect Darvish to really take off."